For many of us, hypnotism is a yo-yo swinging in front of our 8-year-old eyes. Ineffectively, because no matter how many times the 9-year-old hypnotist told us that we were getting sleepy, sleep never came. But sleep, or at least a hypnotic trance, does come for some, when the hypnotist knows what he's doing, apparently. And the subject sometimes remembers things. Things like what the guy who committed the crime looked like, or the complete license plate number on a getaway car. There's no doubt that information like that would be helpful during a criminal investigation. But the question for courts is whether to let the jury hear that sort of testimony, whether the testimony is reliable enough to be factored into a mix of evidence against a particular defendant. About a month ago, the Kentucky Supreme Court decided that, yes, it is reliable enough if it passes an initial totality of the circumstances credibility test. Better to let the jury hear the testimony, the court wrote in so many words, hear, too, that some hypnotist drew it out of the witness, and then leave it to the jurors to sort out. That leave it to the jury outcome, the court wrote, is the growing trend in hypnotism testimony. The whole subject's a little faddish, really. Courts initially didn't allow the testimony at all. Then as people generally accepted hypnotism, courts changed their minds and allowed hypnosis-induced testimony. In the early 80s, when medical professionals began to question again the power of hypnosis, some courts blocked hypnosis-induced testimony altogether. Now the yo-yo is swinging back a bit, right before our eyes. The trend is based in part on a U.S. Supreme Court case decided in the late 1980s. Justices found 5-4 that when a criminal defendant can offer her own hypnosis-induced testimony, tending to prove she's innocent, the jury should hear all about it. That way, the defendant, and that's an important distinction, it's not just a witness, has shared all information with jurors, and they can decide whether to believe in the power of hypnosis or not. The defendant in the Supreme Court case, by the way, had remembered under hypnosis that the gun she'd used to kill her husband had gone off accidentally. If your brow is raised right about now, you'll surely understand why Illinois is in the column of states that won't allow hypnosis-induced testimony from a witness at all. The Illinois Supreme Court decided the issue 13 years ago, calling hypnotism a mystery that no one really understands and labeling as dubious hypnotism's role in judicial proceedings. In doing so, it joins, from the Kentucky Court's research, 25 other states that won't allow hypnosis-induced testimony from witnesses. 4 states allow it completely. The remaining states haven't decided the issue or used the totality of circumstances test. Nearly as many options for courts on what to do with hypnosis testimony, then, as choices for hypnotists on hypnotic induction techniques. Aside from the swinging yo-yo so popular in elementary schools, some others off a hypnotism website include the direct gaze method, the make-believe friend method, and my personal favorite, the bionic arm method. Talk about putting people out. I'm Amy Guida.